Don Smilovitz. Did I pronounce it? Smilovitz. And he's originally from Bridgeport, Connecticut. He currently lives in San Luis Obispo. His occupation is MD, which I'm assuming is medical doctor or mad dog, one or the other. Blues musician named Mad Dog. Okay, so please welcome Don.
I've always had a passion for archaeology. It probably originated in the third grade when we learned about the pyramids in Egypt, or the fierce Inca rulers in Peru, or the beautiful artisans in Central America, in the Mayans. In 1963, after I finished my second year of medical school, tells you how old I am, I signed up as a volunteer at a Catholic mission clinic in Guatemala. And I lived with four priests and three nuns. It was 10,000 feet above sea level in the Garden of Eden. Beautiful people in a beautiful location. Our patients were 10,000 pure blood Mayan Indians. What we performed was whatever we could do medically for them. There were physicians there occasionally. And whenever necessary, we pulled teeth, and we pulled a lot of teeth. And as it turned out, I think it's the grandest adventure of my life. In 1969, I had an opportunity to go to Gallup, New Mexico, and work in the Indian hospital. We treated Navajos mostly, Hopis, Lagunas, and lots of other tribes. And while I was there, I learned to rock climb. And that turned out to be another marvelous year. And so for the rest of my life afterwards, whenever the opportunity presented, I drove or flew off to the Southwest, to Central America, to Peru. Sometimes as a medical volunteer, but mostly as a tourist looking for archaeological information and archaeologic sites. And I had lots and lots of trips. In 1971, I moved to San Luis Obispo and began my practice. I still had the same interests and was pleased to know that there were some Indians here called the Chumash, which I really hadn't heard much about before, and that they were marvelous artisans, particularly painting on rock, off in the middle of nowhere in the forests around here. And little by little, I got some information and chased them around. They go back, actually, 13,000 years. And you may not know it, but it turns out that the oldest human remains ever found in North, Central, or South America are from a Chumash woman 13,000 years ago on one of the Channel Islands. So we're in a pretty historic area. For a two-year period, my daughter and I volunteered with the Forest Service in Santa Barbara, and we monitored some of these sites. We probably saw 15 sites. They all were a 24-mile drive inward into the Los Padres Forest, and then you pick a different campground area to start off on, a trail. You go in 5 or 6 miles, and there's your site. And then you pick the ones you like the most. The one my daughter and I enjoyed the most is called Beer Paw Cave. Anybody ever heard of that or been there? It turns out there were grizzly bears around here in the past. And this rock, which you go to, you hike in your 5-6 miles up 1,000 feet, and then you look cross-country because it's rough country all of a sudden for half a mile, and you learn to identify the rock. And on it are pecked bear paws all over the place. Some of them have 6 toes, which is supposed to be sacred to the Chumash. And in the bottom of the rock is a cave. The cave is 4 feet high. It has 2 openings, and on the rock in between are 4 large concentric circles. Only on December 21st at 4:38 in the afternoon does the sun get low enough to shine in there and light up the circles. I've been there 5 times and seen that. A couple times it was raining. I didn't get to see it. And so that was my favorite site to go to. We're now up to 2001. and a physician friend of mine, an experienced hiker, wanted to see Bear Paw Cave. And we hiked all the way in, had a grand experience, beautiful and unique trees that only grow there. And then we made it cross country, but there'd been a lot of rain the year before, and we had to break a lot of brush along the way. And we got there, and we had the grand experience. We climbed all over the rocks, saw all the etchings and paintings, and we saw the sunset. When the sun sets, you only have 20 minutes to get back on the trail. What did we have? We had headlamps. We had warm clothing. It was 16 degrees, and there was snow on the ground. We had water. We had some food. We had a cell phone. Not too bad, right? And we had 37 matches that I took along, and we had toilet paper. Anybody here ever gone camping with toilet paper? You know, you fold it up and you put it in a little plastic baggie because if it gets wet, it ain't worth too much. But it was a sunny day, and I used poor judgment, and I just took a half a roll and popped it in the pack, and off we went. Okay. After we finished up, my friend learned something about me. Don't ever ask me for directions. I promise you, it'll never work out well. I remembered a shortcut to get back to the trail, and it was off in another direction. And indeed, there was a wide pathway as large as this, but after 1,000 feet, it was nothing. By that time, the sun had set. There was no moon. I don't remember stars. It was very rugged country, and we knew we'd had it. We were in trouble. And so we broke brush and broke brush. I stayed in the lead for 2 hours until I hit the wall and could go no further. Dick, this is it. Here we are. So what would you do? We picked up the cell phone and called my wife and a friend, and it didn't pick up out there. It was too rugged. Okay. We put all our clothes on. And then we took all this stuff. There was a lot of areas with loose leaves and dusty kind of sawdust. It looked like it would burn real quickly and easily. And we used 30 of the 37 matches, and nothing happened. Not a spark. We even took the toilet paper and wadded it up. Did you ever try and burn toilet paper? You put the match to it, and it lights, and it goes, pshh. You got about 3 seconds. You're not going to start a fire. Oh, boy. So we laid on the ground, and we were bouncing off the ground. It was cold. We laid on top of each other and bounced up and down. Boy, are we in trouble. And then, as luck would have it, I knew I wouldn't remember that. I could read through the sign there. As luck would have it, my friend said, "What about the cardboard in the toilet paper roll?" We knew that was dry, and we cut it, broke it up in little pieces, put some kindling on top, and match number 31 did the job. And we had a raging fire, and we burned about 4 little trees that night, I promise you. And we knew we would spend the whole night pulling pieces off trees, but we would be warm, and we knew we were going to make it. Okay, around 4 o'clock in the morning, we hear some noise, and there's a helicopter. Oh, gee, I wonder what that is, Dick. You think that's whatever? We're philosophizing all night long about life and death and whatever. And it went away. That wasn't so hot. Oh, boy. Okay, a couple more, 3 more hours. We'll stick it out. And what actually had happened was I knew what my wife would do come 8 o'clock if we weren't there. She would call my friend Tom. Tom's a buddy and a very experienced mountaineer. And he'd been there with me twice before. And he did what I thought he would do. He called the Forest Service, and they did send a helicopter out. But it was too thick to get in where we were. They couldn't get down there, in the middle of the night at least. And then he got in his truck, and at 1 o'clock in the morning, he was in the parking area, and he spent the whole night waiting for us. So that's a good buddy. And right, Ellen? Great buddy. And they came back at 6 o'clock and picked us up and flew us to the parking area and said goodbye, my one and only helicopter flight. But Tom was there. He had food and water. We had my car, and we drove back. And the final ending, we got back to San Luis Obispo around 8 o'clock. And just by pure chance, I dropped him off, and we both did the exact same thing. Here's dedication for you. We both went home. We both shaved and showered. We both grabbed a quick breakfast, and scratches and all, By 10 o'clock, we were both in the office seeing patients and put in a full day. End of the story. Thank you.